You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ. Hold you to my word.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir. Come on, Isaiah 48. Come on, I want you to see this a couple of times because this is powerful. This is going to stop you from getting mad about trying to gather stuff and understand that God has already promised to give it to you. Oh, boy, that didn't go over too well. God already promised to give you stuff.
Amen.
Stuff is not your problem.
Cool.
You loving stuff more than God is your problem.
Yes.
That's what most people's problem is.
Amen.
Christ didn't say money is evil.
That's right.
He said the love of it.
Yes.
Love. See, you got to understand, love is different things. It's not phileo. All right, he's talking agape.
Amen.
He's not talking sozo. He's talking agape.
Amen.
He's saying that you would invest your entire life and basically you're worshiping this stuff, but the word of God calls it filthy lucre.
That's right.
He's saying that is evil. The love of you basically laying down your life for this thing is evil. That's what he's saying. You got to stop that. So watch, we're in Isaiah chapter 48. Are you there?
Yes.
We're going to start in verse 9. Let me get there because I'm asking you there and I'm not there. Verse 9. Isaiah 48, verse 9. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm hearing some Bibles turning. I'll wait for you. I will wait for you. I love the Bible pages. I love the people with the pads and all the different electronic stuff and the, you know, different things. Take your time. I want you to go with me today because I want you to see this because this is going to encourage you. This is going to stop you from getting mad about not having the amount of money you want in your pocket.
Yeah.
This is going to encourage you to start your business and stop being mad about listening to what other people say. I want to start a business, but I need $10,000. No, you need God.
Amen.
God will send the
$10,000. Yes, he will.
I know that's hard to hear for some of you because you keep looking at that dollar. I said it to you before, Adam did not lose money.
No.
You got to understand, Adam lost the kingdom.
Amen.
He lost the Holy Spirit, and he lost the ability to access heaven.
Amen.
Okay, let's go. For my own sake, verse 11, who was talking? Say God.
God.
For my own sake. For my own sake. How many times did he say it?
Twice.
Say twice.
Twice.
Why did he say it twice? Because he wanted to make it clear to your inner man and your outer man.
Yes.
For my own sake. For my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory to another. What is he saying? You're still here for my sake. Because of my reputation.
Yes.
You're still breathing. Because of my sake.
Yes.
Because of my reputation.
Yes.
You're not here because of anything you've done or how good you've been.
Right.
It's because I have a need of you for some things.
Yes.
And because I have a need of you, and I made a promise to you, and I don't go back on my promises, that's my reputation.
Amen.
So it's for my sake that I'm doing this. Oh boy, you got to get that. And he will not give his glory to another. Even Abram understood that when he came from the battle and he met Melchizedek. Come on. And Melchizedek wanted to give him something. And he sat down and had communion with him. And he wanted to give Abram something. Abram said, no. He said, I won't even take from you a strap for a sandal. It's called the latchet. He said, I won't take from you a latchet, lest you say you made Abraham rich. Now you got to understand something. He just came from the valley of 10 kings. They took Lot. They wouldn't got everything and everything else back. They're sitting there with tons of money, tons of gold, tons of everything, anything they trade, cattle, everything. And when they came to get the share, Abram said, hold on. He said, I don't want nothing. Let my men take what was due them.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this. He said, I don't want nothing. Let them take what's due them. He said, the only thing I want to do, let's share some communion here. He said, and I don't want nothing from you, lest you say you made me rich.
Yes. That's right.
Come on, this is heavy.
Yes.
Because he understood something. God made a covenant with him. And he said, Abraham, I'm going to make you very rich.
Yes.
I got you covered.
Yes.
And he said, not only you, Isaac and Jacob are going to be beyond wealth.
Yes.
And Abraham said, I'm not even thinking about money. He said, money's not an issue. I just need to obey.
Amen.
Boy, that's heavy right now. I know that
one.
He said, I just need to obey you.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to honor what you say. Yes. I need to follow everything you tell me to do.
Amen.
Because in there I'm rich.
Right. Yes.
Ooh, that's heavy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
So this is where we get real heavy. So everything, I don't know, I got to say this slow because this is really deep. Everything that's in this manual is a promise from God toward us.
Amen.
Every promise that's toward us is from who?
God.
So is it your job to fulfill it?
No.
Whose job is it?
God.
So if it's God's job to fulfill it, why are we not sleeping at night?
Amen.
Why are we having problems being frustrated in areas? Now I'm going to say some stuff here. It's going to be very simple. If your marriage is failing, it is either because you are not doing the word of God or because there's too much of you trying to control the other person.
All right.
That's true.
Now, you may not like that, but that's okay.
That's it.
If you not being married is failing, it's because you haven't applied or obeyed the word of God or you listening to your flesh and following its lust.
Mm. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
That's all there is. See, we keep making this thing harder than what it is. It's not. It's all about God's reputation.
Amen.
It's not about me. It's not about you. God is going to, woo, God is going to bring increase to us because of his reputation.
Amen.
Not because of us.
Amen.
You can have 10 jobs and be broke.
Yes.
But you can have one job and be rich.
Amen.
The job of richness means influence. You can have one job and have people following you all around. Just like, what do you know? What do you? They're listening to every word, everything that you say. How is it that some of the most astute, brilliant minds throughout the entire earth cannot figure out the most simplest thing that God made available in his word? They can't tell you anything about the DNA of a man, DNA of a woman. They can't explain to you the whole birth thing. They can tell you what happened after the egg hits, after the seed hits the egg. They can say, wait, once that sperm hits that egg, we have life.
Yeah.
But what's in that sperm before it hits, we don't know. And why that egg accepts that only that sperm, we don't know. You got a billion sperm swimming. And some of the sperm hit at the same time, but they fall off. But that one sperm stays there and it becomes life.
Yeah.
And all the rest fall off. And in a moment, that one sperm begins to grow and life shows up. And as the mother carries it, there's an embryo, there is water in it, there's an umbilical cord, but the child or the baby in there is literally breathing the water and doesn't need the air.
Yes, my God.
Come on, you better talk to me this morning.
Yes.
They're breathing the water, but they have no gills.
Yes.
Come on. How is that? How is that there on the inside, but they will tell the mother what they want to eat?
Yes.
Come on, talk to me this morning, ladies. You got a child, talk to me. You're up at 2 a.m. looking for pepperoni and you don't even eat pork. You want ice cream, you don't even like ice cream. And you're like, I don't know where these cravings coming from. But from the inside, this child is directing your life. Oh, you can sleep now, but wake up. And I've seen mothers pushing the baby here, pushing the baby, leaning over, talk, I can't sleep. And as they get more and more closer to time to give birth, the mother, something happens to her. There's this glow that shows up.
Yeah.
And as she's walking, she's not, now this is heavy, she's not walking anymore in the sense like, you know, what she was before. This is when, you know, the first 7 or 8 months. By month 9, she's... Right, ladies? She's doing a little walk side to side. And no matter what you do at the mall, no matter where you walk, you have to wait for her. Because she's going to tell you without telling you, you're in trouble. But watch. But every decision, now this is heavy, every decision she makes when she gets to the last trimester, they are preparing for that baby to come. She's announcing to everybody, it's time. It's time. And the doctor said, well, they're going to come around this time. So she says the same thing. Okay, this time I'm expecting the baby to come. And she tells everybody, the baby's coming. The baby's coming. The baby's going to be born at this time. And the baby hears her. Y'all not ready for that this morning. And the baby has to get confirmation from the king.
Amen.
And when confirmation comes, the baby breaks the water.
Amen.
Y'all not ready for that.
But
he can't break the water until he hears confirmation or she hears confirmation.
Amen.
Once you hear confirmation, the season starts.
Amen.
And when they come out, they announce to the world, I am here. They cry out and cry loud and spare not.
Yes.
They let the world know I've come to fulfill my purpose to the glory of God.
Amen.
And the writer said that it's like a mother giving birth pains. That once the child shows up, she forgot the pain and everything she went through, and they begin to celebrate the child.
Yes.
That's what God is saying about his reputation. Some of us are in the birthing canal and we're trying to give up. He said, just hold on till I confirm it and break the water.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
That's what the resurrection was.
Yes.
It was kicking the door down.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
That's what the resurrection is. When he stood up, we stood up with him.
Amen.
That's why hell, death, and the grave got mad, because he came through hell, death, and grave, and he made a mockery of them.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
So it's for his own sake. It's his own sake that's at online. It's his reputation. We're trying to make him do something he said he's already going to do.
All right.
So why are you trying to force his hand for something he's already given you permission to say it's going to happen?
Amen.
Come on, it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
Woo. Isaiah 55. Come on, we're almost done. This is heavy, right?
Yes.
It's some good stuff. God is not interested. The resurrection had it had something in it. You're going to see it. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Boy, I started to go over some other scriptures, but I didn't know where to stop. You can't really stop when you start talking the resurrection.
Amen.
To be truthful, you can really preach on the resurrection for about 3 years.
Amen.
I am not joking. It's all in there. Every book. Oh, boy. Every book mentions the Messiah.
Yes, it does.
Every book in this manual mentions the coming of the Messiah.
Yes.
Ooh, that's heavy. Isaiah 55:10. Watch this. Are you okay?
Yes.
Now, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but waters the earth and make it bring forth in bud and make it bring forth in bud and make it and make it and make it and make it. That means that there's some seed in you that God is going to make bud.
Amen.
Seed is the word.
Amen.
He's going to make it bud. Oh, boy. That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. You know what that word void means? We talked about that. But watch this. But it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I what? Sent it. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. Come on. It shall what?
Prosper.
Prosper in the what? Ooh, it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Yes.
Now, this is very powerful because I cannot give you every single definition, because if I do, it will take a long time. But the understanding of this verse, you look at it again, I'm going to start in verse 11. So shall my word be, he's doing a comparison from the snow coming down, one earth. He says, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. That means that the seed already knows its purpose. God is not planting tomatoes in cucumbers. You know what I mean? He's not taking tomato seed and putting them in cucumber patch. Oh, boy.
Yes.
So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall not return to me what?
Void.
But it will accomplish what I please it.
Yes.
Come on. And it shall prosper. Come on. For thing which I what?
Sent it.
This is very important. That means that when God says something, it's already done. It's not going to be done. It's already done because he sent it. Once he speaks it, he's already seen it.
Yes.
Come on, this is serious. So God, every promise toward us, the righteous that is in this manual, God has already concluded it as being done.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
We have a problem with it because we don't understand how to get it.
Amen.
We don't understand. So we're looking through the fence and we're trying to grasp something, and God is saying, you're not going through the door.
No. Yes.
Come on. You're at the gate, but you're not going through the door. That's why when God built the tabernacle, told Moses to build the tabernacle, he said, build all this design, build all this, use the purple, use the, do all this stuff, make sure to have the priest build this. He said, oh, by the way, only make one entrance.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
He said, how beautiful it is, only make one entrance.
Yes.
And he said, when you first go,